obviously got a call from the Coast Guard, tried to distinguish where she was in the marina. So obviously he pointed out she was near the bars and stuff. So I just brought a boat along in case I needed it. Just from there, really, and got a... There's a bloke who lives on the boat on the pontoons who helped me out to get the lady out.
So what did you see when you came over here then? What was the sight?
The lady hanging on to the cleat, really. Two young lads that called in were on the corner of the marina wall and just give me a shout and let me know where she was. So I just stopped the boat and came across.
So you came across in the boat. What did you do? Did you then get out of the boat and then go in the water yourself?
I couldn't get the boat into the corner where she was, so I just came round to the pontoon. Ordinarily you would never go in the water for somebody, but because of the way the ladder was fixed and I couldn't move the lady, it was pushing under the pontoon, so it was just a case of holding the ladder for her. She'd been in too long to wait any longer, I think. So
how long had she been in?
At least 20 minutes. So.
And in this temperature, that is a long time, isn't it?
It's cold. You don't want to be in... You know, she was already struggling. She was in distress, so it was a bit of a quick as possible job, really. So
you partly answered my next question, which was how was she at the time? You say she was kind of clinging on, really, wasn't
she? Yeah, just obviously in distress, screaming a bit and clinging on for dear life, I think. Once we got her out, obviously the emergency service turned up, got a blanket round her. I think she went to hospital, so hopefully she's all fine now.
And when you went in the water yourself, how cold was it?
It was pretty cold. I can't imagine how she feels. I obviously work for the marina, so I'm used to being around the water and in and out and stuff, but it was fairly cold. You wouldn't want to be in there for too long.
Does this happen a lot? Do you get many people falling in the water?
Now and again, there is over the years, there's obviously a few incidents of people going in on purpose and people falling in. So it's just a case of, it's one of those things on the pontoons, really.
And what did she say to you when she'd gotten out? Was she in a fit state to talk, or was she just...
She didn't really say anything. It was just a case of getting her warm, because she lives on the boat close to where she was, just getting a blanket on her and getting her warmed up.
I've just been speaking to her husband. He was actually on his boat about 50 yards from here, wasn't he? And didn't realise what was going on.
Didn't hear a thing. She was lucky... The lads heard her. I mean, there was people on boats, like you say, 50 yards away. They wouldn't have heard her shouting. And another 5 minutes, it might have been a different story. So it's quite lucky, really.
And just before we started talking, I noticed that the husband came over. He wouldn't speak to me, but he said he's been over to give you a little thanks, hadn't he?
Yeah, it was no need, really. I work for the marina. It's part of, you know, if we get called up, then we're always on hand. We obviously have all the kit and gear available to help someone if needs be. But it's nice. I suppose he's glad she's safe at the end of the day.
And for you as well, was it just a split second decision? Look, I'm going in. I've got no choice. I've got to go and help her.
Well, I work for the marina. I skipper a boat that the marina owns, so it's obviously sea survival and trained. They do say don't go in the water, but I think the situation called for that was it, really. There wasn't a lot of choice. Two of us couldn't lift her out, so it was get the ladder stabilised, really, was the best idea.
And have you been getting a bit of stick from your colleagues here as well, been calling you hero?
Yeah, quite a lot of grief from my fellow employees, yeah. It'll happen for a couple of days and then they'll give up, which is the usual, really.
It must be a nice feeling, though, to know that you've helped someone like that.
Yeah, it's nice to know she was safe at the end of the day. That's what's important, really. All the rest of it's just the aftermath, really, but... At least she's out.
So marina operative, and it can add hero to your CV as well now.
I don't know about that. No, I think we'll just keep marina operative. I think it'll be the easy thing to do.